going, everybody? This is your boy Sam Singh out here in the studio in Tucson, Arizona, otherwise known as Slam Cena. And just me solo in the studio today. No one here. It was my friend Brady Stubblefield last week, and that was a fun show. We covered a lot of different topics, and it was kind of a different show. We kind of just let it free flow. Normally, I like to have a little bit of a structure. But, you know, Brady kind of just encouraged me to go with the flow. And I thought it went well. I thought it was a fun, very fun show. And we covered a lot of good points, which now, and I had some people tell me some things that actually just kind of breaking happened this week, that I was reminded on to cover. Because they're, you know, Kareem Hunt signed with the Browns. That's huge. That causes a huge whirlwind for a lot of people. I mean, that was very shocking this quick. So that'll be one thing. We're going to be covering the MVP race for the NBA. All-Star game is coming up too this weekend. It's going to be fun. Didn't even think about really talking about that, but that's always a really, if you're a basketball fan, a real basketball fan, you definitely tune in to the All-Star weekend because it gets even more fun every single year. I think that you get older, you get to watch this show that these stars go out and put out. And it's really fun. So that's going to be this weekend. All-Star game, I believe, is on Saturday or Sunday. And Team Giannis versus Team LeBron, which is going to be very interesting. That's fun. I like the way they constructed that this year. But yeah, in terms of the MVP race, I mean, Paul George is someone that just keeps coming to mind for me. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying Harden. I know people are really just trying to put Harden as the number one candidate. I mean, look at that scoring streak. I mean, he's incredible. I mean, I'm not going to lie. James Harden is incredible. And ever since he's gone to Houston, absolutely has revolutionized that team. He's brought them to the playoffs multiple times. You know, he could be on his way to an MVP. He very much could be. But I don't think it's going to be James Harden. I don't. I don't know. I just got this feeling it might be Paul George. Because the way that he has come to Oklahoma City, let's go back a year. Okay. So Paul George gets traded to the Thunder. Let's go back a year or two ago. Gets traded to the Thunder from the Pacers. Gets drafted from Fresno State. Okay. Small school. Small basketball school. This guy works his tail off his entire life. He's barely gotten recognized by anyone in the college process. He ends up at Fresno State, and he balls out. And people regretted not giving him offers. Goes to the Pacers, balls out for 6-7 years. No complaints with him ever there. But I've never really put Paul George kind of in the top, like, I don't know, 10. 10 or 15. It just really, like, I just always kind of thought when he was on the Pacers, it wasn't like revolutionary Paul George that I think he's becoming right now. And that's what's scary. Like, that's what's really scary. Because Paul George is dropping 28.7 a game this year. 28.7 on a team with a former MVP, Russ? I mean, as a Warriors fan, now someone that likes, you know, loves watching KD play, I mean, I never in a million years thought that after KD had left, there would be another duo that would have worked as efficiently and effectively that KD and Russ had. I never thought that. Never in a million years. And now, I mean, there's some conversation that this PG and Russ duo is better. The way that they click, it's like, I think Russell is happy for the first time in a long time. He has had some turmoil to go to. He was part of that whole KD thing as well. As much as he didn't move, he stayed. He was the one that was, you know, stayed put in OKC. He had to go through the whole process as well. And as a person, you're like, that's a personal thing. So I completely get, you know, all the negative, you know, comments that he's thrown out to KD. Like, I completely understand it. Because that's a hard thing to go through, human to human. Let's be real. So, I don't know. I think now, when you get someone like Paul George, I think Russell is happy to play the game of basketball. I think he's happy to be in OKC. I think he wants to be playing for this Thunder team as much as PG wants to be winning as well. Because this is just, like, I'm on his stat page right now. He's played in 56 games so far. He's shooting 45.3% from the field, 83.7% from free throw. I mean, that's effective. You know, that's really effective. And he's been the focal point of that team, that offense. They've run it through him. And that's a completely different mindset than that whole Thunder team has ever had. They always thought, let's run it through KD. Let's run it through Russ. Even when Harden was on there, he was a sixth man. Came off the bench. He loved coming off the bench on that team. That was his role. He knew it. Now he's a star in Houston. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it could, you know, we got about 30, you know, 28 games left, I believe. 28, 26 games left. So, not that much. But there is still time. There is still time for these guys to prove why they are the best players. But you know who I think a lot of people are just tossing out of this conversation too? Mr. Greek Freak. I mean, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I bought 2K yesterday and I played it and playing with Giannis. Giannis is a monster. Like, Giannis Antetokounmpo is one of the filthiest players I think I've ever seen play basketball. And I say filthy because his body frame is, like, it's unmatched. Like, coming from Greece, like, I bet you don't see Giannis's walking down the street every day. No. Not growing up. I mean, this guy was a freak. And he is a freak. Like, 27.2 points a game, 6 assists, shooting 71% from free throw, 58% from the field. 58% from the field, ladies and gentlemen. That's crazy. So, put Giannis into that convo as well. I mean, Bucks are in first place right now. Best team in the NBA. Most slept on team in the NBA. And I still think they're going to get slept on going into the playoffs. Even if they're going to secure that one seat, because you know that East is just top heavy. So they could get to the finals. You know, I think Giannis could definitely take that upon himself. It's always been his goal to be the MVP. Why not now? Throw him in. I mean, This is a very competitive year. This is not clear cut at all. This is not just going to go to Harden. I mean, I'm going to pull all these guys' stats up right now. Okay. I really don't think it's, I mean, obviously, we all know how great these guys are. Okay. Harden's points per game you can't deny it. There's no denying it. 36.6. That's crazy. But 44 from the field and 87 from the free throw. So, you know, it really depends on where you look. I mean, you could look at efficiency rating. You could look at how many threes they're taking. You could look at their field goal percentage. Everything. There's a lot of things that go into this huge consideration. And I don't really know if it's just one clear-cut stat. I don't think it is. Just like, you know, the LeBron and Michael convo, it's not how many rings that one person has, because that would go to Bill Russell. That's what I heard, you know. Justin Spears said that on the radio yesterday. And that was a great point, you know. That's a great point, because you can't just go by how many rings they have. It wouldn't even equalize anything for that conversation. It wouldn't solve anything. So there's a lot more little details that I think you got to look at. But this is going to be fun. I mean, we got the All-Star game this weekend, and then, 26, 28 more games, and that's it. Playoffs start. That's going to be where everything ramps into gear. That's where we're going to see the Dubs at full speed, ladies and gentlemen. Geared here first. Dubs are going to go running first round. That is when that team is going to be peak for this season. And that's where, and not first game is going to be peak. Obviously, I hope the finals is the peak for this season. But you know what I mean. It's the rising action. Everything's going to be in full gear at that point and going forward. So that'll be fun. But let's go back. Let's go back a little bit to let's go back to this Kareem Hunt thing, because this popped up this week. And I think a lot of negative thoughts from a lot of people, but we also got to rethink of, you know, Ray Rice. Ray Rice didn't get another opportunity. After his whole incident happened, he was out of football forever. And there's a documentary about it, and he said he knows it. He knew that he would never get another chance. But he thought that Kareem should. And so hearing that from a guy that committed a similar, you know, there was a similar scenario there. I don't know. I think it's interesting that it happened so quick. I'm surprised that it even happened before Machado and Bryce signed. Like, I thought it would be closer to the start of the season. I would have never guessed February. I mean, that's... Now, we got to look at it from a suspension standpoint. Now, are they going to hit him with a suspension? Probably. Who knows how many games? Who knows how long? But he will most likely be serving that, you know, right away. And then going into the season, I don't know how much time it would have to be. But when he does come back, when that backfield is at full force, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson slept on. Okay. Definitely slept on. But, wow. And who's their quarterback? Oh, some guy named Baker Mayfield, I think. Yeah. He's pretty good. So that'll be fun. Man, if they could get some options going, oh my gosh. Get two backs out there. Get Chubb and Kareem Hunt out there. You do a double option. Oh my gosh, that's lethal. Absolutely, Pat. I think they could definitely win that division. They were it's close this year. They almost had it. It'll be up for grabs next year. I think they could definitely compete. Jarvis is still there. Still got some good wideouts. That backfield is just... That's insane. That's three good backs. Two overtimes away. I know. Baker will get there. Don't worry. Baker definitely will get there. There's no doubt in my mind. He's too built for it. I think he has too much ambition for it not to happen soon. Nathan, that's a very good point you got there. I know. Very good. Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, because I think Kareem still has good football in him. Like, let's be real. He's still a good football player. there was just an incident that happened, a domestic violence incident. And, you know, I think the hardest part about that was just seeing how the league was going to deal with it. That was really the main problem, was just seeing how Roger Goodell, how much time it was going to take for him to figure this whole thing out, and for him to speak. I think it was like 5 days until he like said something about it. It's crazy. Stupid Goodell. Ugh, he's annoying. But yeah, it'll be fun season next year. I think we still have the draft. We still got the offseason. But there are a lot of rumors for a lot of teams heating up. But as much as those NBA rumors were thought to be true at the deadline, most of them weren't. I mean, Anthony Davis is still there. And I think he got injured last game, but he's been like, they've been sitting, they had to deal with that whole $100,000 fine. They didn't play him, then they were going to get fined. It was some bad turmoil. Nothing good. But let's talk about something that has been very disappointing this year. What's going on with our Arizona Cats, boys? What's going on? This is this has not been a good year. I mean, 14-11. I mean, high score is like 16 points last game. Dylan Smith. I don't see it. This year is just like, you just don't see the firepower that we have had in the past. You know, we don't really have like a DeAndre Ayton. You know, we're never going to have another DeAndre Ayton. That was once in a lifetime. Lowry? Who knows? Might be able to get a guy like him. I don't know. But those two, even Zoe, we don't even have Zoe. I mean, we need electricity. We need someone to come in and just change everything about this team right now. Because there's another investigation going on, of course. What do you know? Sean Miller's just probably been through, you know, the world and back. I just can't even believe, like, that's a lot of negative things to be going through, to be pressed on you. So I don't really know. I hope that ends well. Cause I don't know. I do not think that he's guilty. I really do think that he's innocent. Just because, I don't know, it's been, obviously, like, we don't know, but it's been this long. How long has it been? 2 years? I don't know. I feel that if something would have happened, it would have been officially diagnosed by now. It's been too long. But who knows? End of the day, we'll see when that actually goes down. But I don't know. Next year is where I think all the hope is really going to come in. Because, you know, we've talked about Nico Mannion before last week. And he's going to, I hope he's the electricity that we need. I hope. excuse me. I really hope that Mannion can just come in and be the guy. He's local. He's from Phoenix. He did not go to ASU, which is a good move. Because I don't know, I mean, maybe 2 years ago would have worked. I mean, last year when they were the PGU or point guard U or whatever. But now I think they have a more focus on big men. So I think they've kind of run away from that, idea, that game plan. But now, you know, U of A still features a lot of guards. I mean, look at this roster this year. We got like three bigs right now. Like, what? We go Ryan Luther and Chase Jeter and Ira Lee. That's it. And Jake Justardines on the bench. But he never plays. So, I mean, that's pretty non-plentiful at all for the forwards and for the bigs. But for the guards, we always feature guards here. Point guards come out well here. They definitely get developed. So I think Nico made a right move. And he had some other, you know, really big offers from good schools. Good schools. But in the local perspective, I think he made the right move. So having a guy like that definitely gives you hope. Definitely gives you hope for the next year. Josh Green, absolutely. I think those guys are going to be great. Terry Armstrong, awesome. Christian Coloco, awesome. That's great. I'm so happy about that. About the number one class in the country right now. So we got to just keep that up. We can't lose momentum. That's what I was trying to get to. Even though this season is not going the way that a lot of Arizona fans had expected and normally have the expectation for, it's not there. I mean, we're 14-11. We're not making the tournament. I don't see it. It's going to be just Washington. You know? That's, oh my gosh. Like, what is the Pac-12 this year? I just, like, it really shocks me because normally we are not this bad. Like, normally we're like, mid for all the big conferences. We're kind of mid-rank. But we are not this bad. I mean, this has been a year that I just, like, would have never expected. I mean, Arizona's in bottom three. I mean, UCLA mid, USC mid. It's Washington and Utah right now. And Washington's got a good little, like, five-game lead over Utah for that top spot overall. In the conference, they got about, like, a game and a half, two-game lead. So, that's for conference-wise, it'll be close, but I think Washington's just taking it. They're the ones that are going to get the big tourney bid. But, man, this is just not the way Arizona fans like to see this team play at all. We expect more every other year, you know, or every year. Normally, it's a pretty solid year. But there's been some shaky ones in the past. And I guess this is just one of them. So, well, my dad and I like to say, you just got to shake it. You just got to flush it. Just flush it. When you flush it, you just forget about it. It goes down the toilet. So, I'm not forgetting about this season now, but these players are going to have a reset flush at the end of this season, I think. Because I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how many of these guys are going to be going league. I don't think it's going to be a big year at all. I mean, Ryan Luther, he might try, grad transfer. Why not? Chase Jeter, maybe, I don't know. I doubt it. I really doubt it. He's got one more year of eligibility. So I don't think he's ready. Brandon Randolph, no. Ira Lee, no. I think all these guys are going to mostly be staying around. So that'll be interesting to see if that works out with the new class coming in. And if they can blend well, my goodness, we're in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. We're in for a treat. But I would like to take a little break here and recoup the thoughts, get some more stories up for the next half hour, and we will be right back. What a boy. Yes, sir. Looking out for face, hey. Luck.
Wait, well, Murray and I'm gonna write these down, Pat. Thank you. Hey, do you hear about this, like, Kaepernick? He, like, came to a settlement or something, like, him and Eric Reed. Like, I'm reading something right now, but it's like Colin Kaepernick reads a settlement national anthem kneeling through the case against NFL. Might be interesting. Let's see. Kyler, two cards. Flacco. Oh, AF. I like that. It's interesting. This AF is very weird. I don't know. This league's kind of interesting, but I'll talk about why I like it a little bit. Just a little bit. But I don't really know who's, like, on what team, you know? Like, it's still so very new to me. Like, I know, like, Trent Richardson's on a team. I'm trying to look if anyone, like, is decent. Like, who are some of these guys? How do they find them? Oh, there's a team in Arizona? No way. Wow, that's sweet. We got a team in Tempe. Interesting. And we are back here on the Grand Slam with your boy Slam Cena. And, in that break, I was reading some of the comments, trying to figure out what we'd be talking about here. And before I do that, I would just like to shout out some people that I like to talk about on this show. The first one is Headliners Barbershop. They're located on 1st and Grant Ave. It's a great place to get your haircut. I love going in every once in a while. And they whip you up with some fueg, and it's nice. It's a great looking place. They got great employees there. They actually talk to you, and it's a good atmosphere. Go check them out. Second is Alien Pros, which is the ambassador that I actually promote for. And actually, last week in the cages on my birthday, my wooden bat actually broke. And that was the one that had the Alien Pros back grip on it. So luckily I have another one in that two-pack came. So I'll be getting another bat soon and I'll be putting that on. But I'd just like to shout them out. They're a great company. Go check them out. And